Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
Invasive lobular carcinoma, or ILC, is the second most common type of breast cancer, diagnosed in more than 180,000 women in the U.S. annually, representing about 10% of all invasive breast cancers. About 80% are invasive ductal carcinomas. Invasive means that the cancer has invaded or spread to the surrounding breast tissues. Lobular refers to the cancer that begins in the milk-producing lobules. Carcinoma refers to any cancer that begins in the skin or other tissues that cover internal organs, such as breast tissue. Invasive lobular carcinoma then refers to cancer that has broken through the wall of the lobule and begun to invade the tissues of the breast. Over time, invasive lobular carcinoma can spread to the lymph nodes and other areas of the body. Invasive lobular carcinomas, or ILC, tend to be difficult to see on mammograms because the cancer cells more typically spread to the surrounding connective tissue or stroma in a line formation and not as a lump. The first sign of ILC may be a thickening or hardening in the breast that can be felt rather than a distinct lump. Diagnosing invasive lobular carcinoma usually involves a physical examination and imaging test. Some studies have shown that ILC is more likely to affect both breasts, called bilateral cancer, than other types of invasive breast cancer. Tissue samples are often sent to a pathologist for microscope examination. The pathologist looks for the cell appearance and growth patterns that are typical of invasive lobular carcinoma and may also order a special test called an E-cadherin protein study. E-cadherin, or CDH1, is a gene that controls the activity of a protein that keeps cancer cells from spreading into normal, healthy tissue. A mutation or unusual change in the CDH1 gene can cause the gene to, quote, turn off, unquote. Invasive lobular carcinoma is slow to spread outside the breast, but if it does, it tends to show up in the gastrointestinal tract, which includes organs such as the stomach and intestines, the lining of the abdomen, or reproductive organs such as the ovaries. ILC also may spread to the tissues that cover the brain and spinal cord, or even the bone marrow. Staging evaluation indicates how far invasive lobular carcinoma may have spread from its original location. The stage of the cancer is based on the size of the tumor, whether the cancer has spread to any lymph nodes, and if so, how many, and whether the cancer has metastasized to other body parts. A strong immune system is essential and key to recognizing, responding, and resolving any cancer invasion threats. Help normalize and potentiate your immune cells nutritionally with NC100 Extra Strength MG Glucan.
Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at NSC24.com. Dollars are precious. You want to try something before you buy, and none of those shipping and handling add-on gimmicks, please. NSC wants you to have a free sample pack of NSC 100 Ammunition Extra Strength Glucan, a $15 value, absolutely free, with zero shipping and handling. NSC Ammunition Extra Strength Glucan is a potent nutritional immune booster, no prescription needed. The call is free, too. Help your body help you by calling 888-541-3997 or at NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These health commentaries bring you knowledge and understanding of many health challenges, but you must take the information and act to either maintain or regain your health. Join us each weekday or go to www.nsc24.com to hear a commentary on your issues. Now go in good faith, and remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can't.